This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. Death toll of jeep accident in Darchula rises to 8. 53rd meeting of National Development Problem Solving Committee begins. 15 key agendas put forward for country's economic development. And Sri Lanka's leftist coalition wins landslide victory. Sri Lanka's president Anura Kumara Dissanayake secures strong mandate. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal has returned from Baku in Azerbaijan this morning by attending the 29th Conference of Parties, COP29, to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Vice President Ramshar Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Speaker of House of Representatives Devraj Khimire, National Assembly Chairman Narayan Prasad Dahal and Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak welcomed the President at the VVIP launch of Tribhuvan International Airport. A contingent of the Nepali Army accorded a guard of honour to the President on the occasion. Also in line to welcome the President at the airport were ministers, lawmakers, high-level government officials and the chiefs of security bodies. The death toll of Darchula jeep accident reached 8. According to the police, 5 other people were critically injured in the road accident that occurred in Darchula district this morning. It is said that the jeep heading to Gokuleshwar from Mallikarjun Jatra met with the accident at 4 a.m. today in Sirad River of Sailya Shikhar, Municipality 5. Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP Prakash Dahal reported that the tragic accident claimed the lives of Birendra Rawal, aged 30, Shanti Rawal, aged 28, Dilip Bista, aged 45, Meena Lekhak, aged 35, Sanjeev Bohra, aged 15, and Birendra Singh Bohra. Among other deceased were Mohammad Safir, aged 45, and Mohammad Wasim, aged 18. Several individuals sustained injuries in the accident, and they are Uttam Rukaya, Sandeep Rawal, Prakash Rawal, jeep driver Sunil Joshi, and Suhil Sah. The jeep was carrying the passengers from the Mallikarjun Jatra, a popular fair in the district. The 53rd meeting of the National Development Problem Solving Committee has started at Singhadarbar, Kathmandu. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, focuses on discussions regarding the country's economic indicators, the progress of ongoing projects, and ways to address existing challenges. 15 key agendas have been put forward, covering issues like government reforms, national pride projects, forest management in project areas, procurement policies, child welfare, and disaster recovery. The meeting also reviews the status of economic progress of the country. Vice Chairman of National Planning Commission, Dr. Shivaraj Adhikari, presented updates on national economic trends, public finance and the implementation of decisions from previous problem-solving committee meetings. The meeting is attended by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podal, ministers, chief ministers and other government officials. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has stated that a high-level coordination mechanism has been established to ensure smooth government functioning. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Press Union in Biratnagar today, Minister Singh explained that the mechanism was created to accelerate the government's work in line with the 7-point agreement. Minister Singh also mentioned that the government will move forward with the constitutional amendment process as per the agreement. Minister Singh also dismissed any criticism, claiming the government hasn't delivered progress, stating that such remarks are baseless. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has filed a formal complaint with the party's Central Disciplinary Committee and Parliamentary Party against party parliamentarian Rajendra Bajgai for allegedly spreading baseless propaganda against him. In his complaint, Minister Pandey accused parliamentarian Bajgai of repeatedly making false allegations on social media since Pandey's appointment as minister. The complaint states that Bajgai's accusations, including claims of corruption, have severely damaged Minister Pandey's personal reputation and undermined the party's values and principles. Minister Pandey called for legal action to address such unacceptable activities and uphold the rule of law. Following Minister Pandey's complaint, parliamentarian Bajgai removed the post from social media. Furthermore, Minister Pandey reiterated his commitment to integrity and ethical conduct in both his personal and political life. Guru Nanak Jayanti is being marked today. On the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti, the founder of Sikhism, Vice President Ramshar Prasad Yadav reiterated that Guru Nanak's message to seek God within, be diligent and share food before eating remains deeply relevant and important today. In his message of best wishes, Vice President Yadav emphasized that Guru Nanak's teaching continued to guide humanity, promoting truth, self-knowledge and compassion. In his message of best wishes for Guru Nanak Jayanti, Vice President Yadav called on all to follow the path of truth, compassion and service. Furthermore, Vice President Yadav also wished peace, happiness and good health to the Sikh community, both in India and abroad. Guru Nanak Jayanti is marked by religious observances at Gurudwaras, including rhyme singing and lamp lighting, honoring his legacy. It is confirmed that the polio virus found in a sample of the sewage taken from the Tukuchai Rivulet in Kathmandu last July is not contagious. The medical chief at the National Public Health Laboratory, Lili Shrestha, said that the virus detected in the sample is not polio infectious and it has been confirmed through a test of the sample conducted in Bangkok, Thailand. Dr. Gautam said that polio infection has not been found in the country since 2010. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Key climate experts, including former United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and former United Nations Climate Chief Christiana Figueres, demand a quick and significant change in the way the United Nations Conference of the Parties COP climate negotiations are currently conducted. According to the BBC, they believe the existing process is no longer effective in addressing the fast-growing climate crisis and needs to be restructured to be capable of delivering faster and large-scale solutions to combat climate change. They stress that countries hosting COP talks should support the phase-out of fossil fuels. This call comes amid concern over the role of fossil fuel-rich nations like Azerbaijan, which has been criticized for promoting natural gas at the summit. Experts warn that the slow pace of negotiation is jeopardizing efforts to combat rising global temperatures. At least 6 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes on civil defense centers in Lebanon. According to the health ministry, 4 Lebanese paramedics were among those killed in an attack on a center in the southern Nabatea area, while 12 rescue workers died in a second strike near Baalbek city. Meanwhile, Gaza's health ministry reports at least 24 Palestinians killed and 121 injured in the past 24 hours. Al Jazeera reports that the death toll in Gaza has now surpassed 43,736, while in Lebanon, 3,386 have been killed since the conflict began. Sri Lanka's President Anura Kumara Dissanayake's leftist coalition has won a landslide victory in the country's snap elections. Dissanayake's National Party's power, NPP, secured 62% of the vote, leading by a wide margin over the opposition, Samaji Janabalawegaya, SJB. With most ballots counted on Friday, the National People's Power has a majority of seats in parliament. The victory gave Dissanayake a strong mandate to address the nation's severe economic crisis and ease harsh austerity measures. According to Al Jazeera, the election results are based on partial counts from the country's election commission. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted that there is a general impact of local and westerly wind in the western and hilly region across the country. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Gandaki and Kosi provinces and mostly fair in the rest of the country today. Some parts of the Tarai have witnessed thick fog. According to the department, the hilly belt of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces will remain partly cloudy and the weather will remain fair in other areas tonight. The department informed that there will be light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region in the next 24 hours. The department has urged all to remain cautious as thick fog is likely to occur in the morning and evening in the Tarai area. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Death toll of jeep accident in Darchula rises to 8. 53rd meeting of National Development Problem Solving Committee begins. 15 key agendas put forward for country's economic development. And Sri Lanka's leftist coalition wins landslide victory. Sri Lanka's President Anura Kumara Dissanayake secures strong mandate. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.